680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So, last week, I was not here, pre-recorded show, with a couple of great guests, Eric Zokovich, and who else did we have? We had Harry on here from the Bear program. We had, I think that was it, those two guys. Yeah, talked a little bit about the big shark that was caught in the bay in the pound net, talked about upcoming bear season, bear population, and that type of thing. So I hope you enjoyed it in my absence. And, of course, through the out the show, I was talking about what I speculated. I would be on the boat headed out into the briny deep, and none of that happened because the trip got called off on Friday. But rather than come home from Ocean City, we stayed and enjoyed our weekend there in Ocean City from Fenwick, where a friend allowed us to stay, and it was very nice. We appreciate it. So there we are. But nope, no offshore trip. None of the boats went out. It was a blowout. 22, 25 knots offshore. So we decided it was probably wiser to, not go out in that. I had no desire to go out there and get beat up on the ocean, nor did any of my fishing companions. So it is what it is. So no tuna steaks, no wahoo, no mahi-mahi. Monkfish was good, though. We ate at a place called the Shark on the Harbor. Nice. If you go to West Ocean City, if you go to Ocean City, you need to do that. You know what I liked about them? You called and made a reservation. The day before, the morning of, they called you. Are you still coming? Yep, we'll be there. Remember, if you're staying, in town, it's a little bit of a drive to get out here to West Ocean City. You got a lot of traffic to deal with. And we took that into consideration. We arrived the moment our reservations were made, I think it's 5:45, and got a phone call from the restaurant. We have you down as 5:45. We're here. See you in a second. So I like that kind of efficiency. And the thing I like about the restaurant is that their menu changes every day based on what's brought in on the commercial and recreational boats. Guy catches a big load of tuna, nothing says he can't sell them. And you're going to eat tuna, or you're going to eat whatever shows up that day, which is pretty cool. So I liked it. Onward and upward. Our phone number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on anything you saw in the news this week, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard or our last week's show or something that's in the wind, we're more than glad to talk about that. So this word came out yesterday. Speaking of Ocean City, the Ocean City Beach Patrol said on Thursday they received numerous calls from beachgoers at the resort town about sea lice in the water. Sea lice. Now, those of you who fish Chesapeake Bay in the late season, let's say you're fishing for rockfish in November, you see the sea lice on the gills of the fish that you catch in the colder water. They hitch a ride into the bay. Here's what the quote says. Spokesman for the patrol, the beach patrol, said they can get into bathing suits while swimming and cause discomfort. a spokesman for the patrol, wrote in a Facebook post, I guess they can. Laura Gwynn of Potomac said that's an understatement. She said her two children were stung by sea lice while swimming near 89th Street in Ocean City on Wednesday. Oh, my gosh, my poor kids. She said it was awful. A lifeguard told them about the sea lice complaints before they went in the water, told them about them, but assured them, although a nuisance, it wasn't a major cause for concern. Should they get stung, they could simply rinse with fresh water. So Gwynn's kids, ages 13, 15, they went in the water. They were fine for 10, 15 minutes. Then they started losing their minds and ran out of the ocean, scratching frantically. The phrase sea lice is kind of a misnomer. The pests are really tiny larvae of jellyfish or sea anemones. We know that sea anemones and stingrays jellyfish can sting you. Other names for the rashes they cause can include sea bather's eruption. Sea bather's eruption. Sounds like an outbreak I had when I was in high school when I worked at the feed store. They called it Thresherman's disease. It's an allergic reaction to oats dust. Yeah, I didn't do well with that. This isn't the first break this year on the East Coast. In June, lifeguards in Florida warned swimmers to look out for sea lice. News reports have also documented sea lice in Carolina and Alabama. Last year, sea lice sent salmon prices soaring as they nibbled at much of the world's farmed salmon supply and cost the industry billions getting their gills. Health officials advise any person afflicted to wash skin in fresh water and not wear contaminated swimsuits again until they've been washed with soap. Antihistamines and topical creams can help control itching. Gwynn said her children followed those recommendations after getting out of the water. They sprinted towards a nearby hose to rinse off and peeled the swimsuits and clothing. Gwynn said there were dozens in her daughter's swimsuit and hair. She compared them in size and appearance to a chia seed soaked in water. Where's this woman from? Potomac. Oh. Chia. Had to be. Couldn't be sesame like the rest of us common folks.
No.
No, it had to be chia.
Uh-huh.
Soaked in water, chia seed.
Oh, yeah. Only, and I bet you it was probably purified water as well.
More than likely, yeah. Yes. More than likely Evian.
Yep.
Spelled backwards, naive. She had one in her little friendship bracelet.
Really?
I'm going to cry.
Need to go to my safe space.
According to the Baltimore City Health Department, other symptoms of exposure to sea lice sometimes occur with a rash, including fever, nausea, vomiting, headache, fatigue, pink eye, and urethritis.
Ouch. Ouch.
Not all at the same time, I hope.
Gosh, no.
Fortunately for Gwynn's children, they didn't develop rashes. Their discomfort went away as soon as they rinsed off. Mm-hmm. We're still at the beach, but my kids won't go back in the ocean, she said. Yeah, maybe next summer. They are a nasty-looking little thing, aren't they? Ugh. Okay, so lifeguard says, hey, we might have some sea lice, but if you rinse off in fresh water, they won't bother you. Wouldn't your questions be, what are sea lice? Oh, they're little tiny jellyfish that can sting you and cause you rash. And what else can they cause? Let
discomfort.
Me think. Discomfort.
Just that's general discomfort.
General discomfort, yes. Fever, nausea, vomiting, headache, fatigue, pink eye, and urethritis. Other than that, they're just fine.
Yeah, harmless.
Harmless. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Another story. Did you see they've freed the animal crackers from their cages?
Yes, that is because PETA... PETA. Just because it's on the side of a cardboard box, the animals are trapped.
Uh-huh. That's right. They were trapped. No question about it. They could not get out of those make-believe cages on those make-believe cookies. So, you know, Herman Cain. Remember Herman Cain, the presidential candidate?
Yes.
Yeah, Herman had something to say about that. He tweeted out a picture with the new box here. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. Herman Cain said, "Oh, thank God. I was so worried about those fictional animals in their fictional cages. Now they're free to roam the fictional plains where the fictional lion can tear the fictional zebra to shreds." PETA frees the animal crackers from their cages on their box. Yes, they did. Amazing. And the final story that I really like this week, again, involves PETA. Not only are they freeing the imaginary animals from their imaginary cages on the box of animal crackers, they're now posting billboards in Baltimore.
And what, pray tell, might be on those billboards?
Crabs are friends, not food. That's what the billboard near the Baltimore Inner Harbor says, saying in an attempt to get people to go vegan or vegan or vegan or how do you say it? Vegan?
Vegan.
Yeah, I know a couple of vegans. Yeah. Nice people in general. My dentist, for one. My mother-in-law, for another. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, has plastered billboards near seafood restaurants in Baltimore as part of a nationwide campaign to get seafood off of people's plates. The billboard displays a colorful blue crab and says, "I'm me, not meat. See the individual. Go vegan." So, when you're out there crabbing, and you've got your bushel there, just remember that's like 40 or 50 little individuals there that you've trapped. I think you should stick your hand in there and pet them a little bit. Tell them how nice they are, and tell them that you see into their soul, and you look in those beady little eyes. They're looking two directions at once, and their little mouths are going, doing their little thing, and the bubbles are coming out, and they're trying to pinch the hell out of you. I think you just ought to look at them and say, "I see you as an individual, not meat."
And because you're an individual and you're out of your element, I'm going to take you home and put you in a nice warm bath.
I like that. I like that, Chris. Yeah. We'll put some bath crystals in there.
There you go.
We'll make it nice and warm.
And we'll have some scents. It might remind you a little bit of the
salt
bag.
Water. Yeah, a little salt. Yeah, exactly. I like it. Yeah.
You know, if certain politicians can wash immigrants' feet, well, then we can give the crabs a bath.
Exactly. Exactly. I like that. Take them home, get out of that dirty old bay water with
exactly.
all the debris and mud and stuff. Yeah, and all that. Yeah, take them home, put them in some clean water. You know, if you put crabs in clean water for like an hour and purge them, they taste much better. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you put them in a big basin or something, a wash tub if you have one, a sink, you know, if you have one. Put them in there in fresh water, put a little ice in there and cool them down. But they'll poop everything out and purge themselves. The water gets yucky looking.
Sure.
Take the crabs out, and then you can give them a hot bath.
Okay.
But it makes them taste much better.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, you know, they tell you to purge your shrimp, you know, to devein them. In other words, pull their intestines out with the poop in it. Well, you can do the same thing with crabs when they're alive.
Makes it much easier.
Yeah.
They do all the work for you.
It's an automatic process.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you purge your crabs, cool water, just regular tap water, fresh water. I mean, if there's, you know, start to die with their chlorine or something, don't do that. But if you have fresh water, you can do that and purge them out, and they taste well. But let's get back to this billboard. I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan. In other words, I have a face. Please don't eat me. It's so attractive just to look upon my beauty. The posters are located near seafood restaurants like Phillips, Moe's, and Moe's Fisherman's Wharf, McCormick and Schmick Seafood and Steaks, the Ocean Air Seafood Room, and the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. I'm sure that these restaurants are very happy.
Because somebody's impeding their their business.
I don't know if they're impeding it. They're expressing an opinion, which, thank God, we have freedom of the press and freedom, you know, of speech in this country.
But if somebody wants to really, really nitpick,
yeah,
you could use that as an excuse and, you know.
I guess.
But it would just tie up the court system even more.
I think if I were these restaurants,
uh-huh,
I think I would counter. I'd put a PETA special dozen on my list. PETA special. 13 individual dozen crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals. See the individuals. Here's how you crack them and peel them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One billboard sits atop Silver Moon 2 in downtown Baltimore. Whatever they say, go vegan, whatever, nothing's going to work, said Nick Lentis, owner of the Silver Moon 2. Vegan is for vegan. Do what you have to do. Eat what you have to eat. Don't press the people to go do that. Leave the people alone. PETA spokeswoman Amber Caravan. Amber Caravan said the billboards are meant to start a conversation. Well, they started a conversation on this radio show. Hey, PETA, here's my opening salvo. This is stupid. How would you like to reply to that dialogue? We don't need to be subjecting these feeling and intelligent animals to unnecessary cruelty and violence. We have all the alternatives at our fingertips, Caravan said. Now, look, folks. In the case of a mammal, higher life, you know, dolphins and whales and
elephants
mm-hmm. and, you know, all the higher level, even down to domestic animals, pigs and sheep and cattle. I mean, these animals have brain matter that equals ours, okay? They don't have the communication skills to us like we have to each other. But these are not feeling and intelligent animals, okay? How intelligent is it to squeeze your body in through wire mesh to get to a decaying chicken liver to eat it?
Well, to them, if it smells good, eat it.
Exactly.
And that's all they think about, is survival.
Yeah, but it's not intelligence.
No, it's instinct.
Instinct, pretty much, yes. Anyway, I wish this Amber Caravan would put a few crabs at her fingertips. The Land of Kush is a restaurant that specializes in those alternatives. Owner Greg Brown became a vegan for health reasons, and he sees the billboards as encouraging. Somebody might see a sign and say, I don't like that. But then it begins a whole conversation. When they dig in and explore, now we can go into different levels of what vegan means. It might mean health, animal rights, or environmental issues. Okay, maybe. Just like humans, crabs feel pain and fear, have unique personalities, and value their own lives, said Tracy Ryman, executive vice president of PETA. PETA's billboards aims to give Charm City residents some food for thought about sparing sensitive marine animals and the agony of being boiled alive or crushed to death in fishing nets simply by going vegan. But some say eating crabs is something they won't give up. I love crabs. I'm used to eating crabs. I won't give up eating crabs, said local Larry Wallace. Everybody, they know Maryland, Baltimore City. They sell the best crabs, Lentis said. The billboards will remain up through September 15th when the Baltimore Seafood will be held.
Kind of tough to do that if people can't read. Baltimore City, the city that reads, but yet they have a problem with reading because I think most of the high school graduates, if they graduate from high school.
The city that, I thought it was a city that bleeds.
That too.
Oh.
Yeah. But
we read?
Apparently we do, supposedly.
Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City about PETA. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. Actually, I like blue skunk better, but I'll leave that alone. So, yeah, a couple of weeks ago I called somehow with blue skunk. But, so I almost thought about suggesting maybe some of the restaurants, or maybe just a good citizen, I guess there are places that send crabs or deliver crabs, send them a dozen crabs to wherever the local organization has their offices, their entity. But then I'll take it. Gee, that would be such a waste of good crabs. I have a nephew that has a commercial fisherman's license that is a crabber and makes money off of it. And because of that also, I frequently eat steamed crab.
You frequently eat steamed crabs. You frequently do. Well, you know what? I do, too. We had a wonderful crab picnic up at the Upper Bay Gun Club a couple of weeks ago, and there were a couple leftover crabs. One of the local shops here in Baltimore, Waterman's Pride, the owner of that is a waterman and a hunter, and he's a member of the club, Upper Bay Gun Club, and they sent crabs, and I guess the organization bought them. I mean, we contributed money to go to the thing, and we're glad to do it, and they sent some crabs home with some folks, and we wound up getting dozen and a half crabs, something like that, that were left over from the event. They were really, really good. Really good. So
I also like what you said. It's like, fine. So anyway, you want to be a vegetarian, you want to eat vegetables, you want to eat tofu, go ahead. But leave everybody else alone.
Well, you know, look, I've got a mother-in-law that's a vegan, and she's a fine, upstanding young lady, and my dentist, the same way, he recently became vegan. I ran into him the other day. He says, I said, are you coming to our coalition benefit? You know, we're having a bull roast. And, I'm a vegan. I said, I'll tell you what. Pay for a table. Pay for your ticket. I'll buy you a vegan meal off the menu there at Annie's. So I don't know if that worked or not, but we'll give it a shot.
Well, the big thing is not to get too angry at him, laugh at him. And years ago, I figured, well, you know, in the interest of my health, I'm going to try that for a short period of time. It didn't last too long.
No.
I love a taste of a good pork chop and I haven't had deer in quite a long time, but I love deer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just ridiculous.
I did a sick of deer roast on the grill the other day. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that was good. Robin makes this great rub. Oh man, you just put it out there and, All right, gotta let you go, Bruce. Thanks.
All right.
See you, buddy. Tom, Baltimore. Good morning. How you doing, Tom?
What's happening, Alan?
You are, man.
I gotta disagree with you, brother.
What's that?
Crabs are intelligent creatures if you compare them to vegans.
Tom, you always come up with a good one.
Hey, haven't we had this vegan brain discussion before?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have.
Take care, man.
Tom, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, for almost 10 years, you know, hunters have relied on Onyx, small O, small N, capital X, to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. It's an app that you download to your phone. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Now look, summer is the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob and fresh tomatoes and cold, juicy melons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they invite you to come on down and take a look at their big produce barn. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. Get yourself some corn, shuck it down to the last row of leaves, soak it for about 15 minutes in some water, take it out and put it on your grill, turn it over once or twice. It's a whole new flavor profile on the corn when you caramelize all those succulent sugars in the corn kernels and you got that little roasted flavor on there. You can cut it off with a knife and put it in a salad. You can eat corn on a cob with lots of butter and salt and pepper, or even crab seasoning if you want. You ever tried corn on a cob with crab seasoning on it? You never did? You ought to try that.
I'm going to.
Yeah. At their enormous produce barn, they have their own tasty, super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes. They're ready to go. There's squash, there's zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's located off I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. The phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. If you're having a family reunion or a church picnic or some kind of get-together with family, corn on the cob, tomatoes, melons, right there at Papa John's Farm. Head out there. It'll grow on you.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, your first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island. You cross the bridge, you start looking at the exit numbers, and look for 39B, Dominion Road. You get off right there, you'll see their sign along the road first, Chesapeake Outdoors. It's bow season. I mean, it's time to get ready for bow season. It comes in on September 7th, and the Raven Crossbow and the Matthews Compound Bows are the headliners at Chesapeake Outdoors. The crossbows include Barnett and Mission, 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express. They've got the custom arrows and the bow tuning and all the accessories that you need. And there's a clearance sale on all the Hoyt compound bows that are in stock. And there's a nice selection there. Camo clothing, including Scentlock, Rambo electric bikes, firearms and ammunition for you dove hunters. Opening days coming on the 1st, Remington, Chiapa, all the ammo you need for doves non-migrating geese, what do they call them? Resident geese, September teal season. Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders. Costa sunglasses for those sunny days. Yeti coolers for keeping your stuff cold. And the largest selection of waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot gear, and camo in the area. There you go. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
A vegan song.
Down in Louisiana.
Well, we'll just send this out to my mother-in-law, Judy, and my dentist, Herbie. There you go. Crank it up. Let's hear a little bit.
Look. Oh, Charlie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean,
razor-toting woman.
Straight razor-toting woman.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down and buy the truck patch and pick her a mess of boat salad and carry it home in a boat salad. Boat salad, and you got
you pretty. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was a working on a chain gang.
Hey. All right. All right. Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer wants to talk about succotash. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. You were talking about corn, and I wanted to know if you wanted a good recipe for succotash.
Absolutely. Robin alert. Write her down. Go ahead there, Jennifer.
Did you ever try the soft shell crab with French's mustard on it?
No, but that sounds delicious.
Well, I gave that to you last year. But anyway, the secret is Lee Manufacturing has a corn creamer. And it's a long piece of wood with teeth sticking up at a stop, and when you run the corn over, it creams it.
Okay.
So what you do is, and I like the big lima beans, and you can get them in the frozen.
We just got them. We just got a half a what do you call it? Peck. Half a peck of lima beans. Yeah, Robin's gonna.
I like the bigger lima beans.
Yeah.
As opposed to the small ones, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So what you do is, you cook the lima beans, and it's like about, for the bigger ones, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Put a good amount of salt in the water because you're going to save the water to put the creamed corn in.
Oh, okay.
So what you do is you cook the lima beans, and you want to almost cook them. You don't want to overcook them, but almost
okay.
Cook them.
All right.
But they have to be soft. If you don't cook them enough, then it spoils the succotash. And then, so you cook the lima beans, and then you pour in the creamed corn. And it is a package of corn to 6 ears, a package of lima beans to 6 ears, and 2 packages for 12. And you can freeze it or, you know, it lasts in the refrigerator. And then
so succotash with lima beans and cream corn.
But you cream the corn with that Lee Manufacturing corn creamer. You can Google it.
Okay, we'll check that out. I'm sure Robin's already on that Lee Manufacturing. So.
But I forgot to tell you one thing. When you put the corn in, you cook it for about another 4 minutes. Once it's hot.
Okay.
3 or 4 minutes.
All right.
Blessings to everybody and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Jennifer. Hey, you want to email me that? You want to email me that recipe? I know you have my email.
Yes, I will be glad to.
Thanks, dear.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. That is a nice lady right there, Jennifer. Oh, I just got word from my lovely wife that her mom is more pescatarian, whatever that is, which means she'll occasionally eat chicken. And I have seen her do that. She kind of likes Chick-fil-A, too. So that's okay. She's just not a mammal person. And she'll eat shrimp. I don't know that she eats crab so much. Mike in Annapolis, this sounds so enticing, what you want to talk about.
Yeah, so early in the morning. I listened to your show for a long time.
I've
never heard anybody mention anything about the heart or the liver or any of the other organs.
Yeah, organ meat.
You've got your
deer.
You got your deer.
Yep.
Can you share with me some of the recipes or anything that might be available?
You know, I have to look. Do you have email, Mike?
I do.
Drop me an email, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. And Carol Sherrington at Hunt Cook Repeat has done a number of organ recipes. And we published one not that long ago. But I will tell you, I like particularly a young deer, like a year and a half old doe or something like that. I like to save the heart and I like to save the liver. And the way I prepare it is I cut all the tough part out of the liver, the veins and so forth. And the same way with the heart. And I like to slice them pretty thin, both heart and liver. And I just saute them in butter and salt and pepper. Very short amount of time. They don't have to be well overcooked or well cooked or anything like that. And, you know, the liver itself, almost like a medium rare texture. You talk about delicious. I mean, just butter fry it. That's the easiest way you can do it. You can do all kinds of things with it. And, you know, if you want to throw some caramelized onions in there too, that's fine too. But I just like the taste of it, you know, not overcooked. That was always the trouble when we were kids, when we'd have liver and onions, that they would cook the poor liver to death, you know, and liver's best to be enjoyed tender.
Excellent.
Yep.
Nice.
Same way with the heart. Same way with the heart. You take, you know, you cut it. Heart's a very tough muscle, okay? So you slice it thin and just flash fry it in butter.
Well, the stores, they normally sell, like, chicken hearts,
yeah.
Liver, and...
Well, chicken livers, I like. Chicken livers, I like breaded and fried.
Uh-huh.
You know, deep
but that's
fried.
All that's all that's edible in the...
In the deer?
You've made a kill?
Oh, no, their kidneys are available. You can make sausage casing out of the intestines if you like. You can stuff the stomach. There's I forget what that's called. You can stuff the, you know, clean all that out. And
tripe,
yeah. You can stuff the stomach. You can make that just out of a white-tailed deer. The kidneys are edible. I don't know. I'd do too much with the lung meat. That just doesn't sound appetizing at all. But you know what I noticed here? Back when I was a kid, you would always get a neck roast with your deer. And
yeah.
if you said to the butcher, you know, cut the neck roast in half, you know, they'd cut it in half and you could crock pot that thing and the neck meat is delicious on a deer. They don't do that anymore.
And the brisket's good too.
Brisket's wonderful. No question about it. Yep. I had a buddy that used to just crave the ribs. You don't even get the ribs back anymore unless you request them, you know? The ribs are good, just like any other ribs, but there's not a lot of meat on them. There's a lot of tallow on them. That's the problem. You got to really cook them off. You know, the deer fat is tallow. That's what gives deer the gamey taste. People don't trim the meat, the fat off the meat, or in, you know, the fat that's even in the steaks. You got to trim all that fat out of there, and then. You know, then you can do whatever you want to do. And deer meat is very dry, too, because the fat is not marbleized like cattle. So you've got to cook it low and slow, you know, low heat, slow cooking time. We, like I said, the roast on the grill, you don't turn your grill up too high. You'll cook it a long time and it's tender. You can do it in the Instapot. Robin has done deer roast in the Instapot and it's just fantastic. She makes up this broth for it. And, you know, I just, I don't know. There's just a lot of good ways to cook venison that makes it taste good. And sick of deer I prefer over whitetails, but I like them both, you know.
But, and you call it, what is it, tallow?
Well, the fat on a deer is primarily on the outside. There's no marbling like there is with a good marbled steak, like a good, you know, T-bone or something like that, that has the fat within the meat. Okay. So the deer fat, any white fat on a deer, you need to remove that because that's where you get the stuff that sticks to the roof of your mouth and makes a deer taste gamey. So you need to get just a no fat on your deer, on your venison at all. And then use your seasonings and your cook time and so forth to add the flavor.
Would you be willing to share the rub?
Robin can send it to me, yeah. I'm sure she can. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
I'll email you and get you. And
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll get all that back to you.
We got it.
All right, buddy.
All right, bud.
Thanks for the call. Okay, Mike.
Right up.
Bye-bye. Hi. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm a little higher than I was earlier. I had a little bit too much coffee. How are you?
Well, you're blessed. I know that.
Yeah. What's up?
I just called to say hi. I don't get to talk to you or hear from you very often, but I'm on my way to the golf course, so I thought I'd call to say hi.
Oh, Blazing Bear. Yeah, got it.
I'm going to chase the deer away from the golf course with the balls that I hit today.
Yeah, well, hit them early and often.
Yep, I try.
So
I'm a little hungry after talking to that previous caller. I'm a little hungry for turkey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
well,
you don't have the dog go to drop any off to me anymore, do you?
Well, I probably could. Yeah.
All right. I'm always open for it.
Always open. All right. That sounds good.
I just I just went up and got my muzzleloader and my bow license and my muzzleloader license. I can slaughter a lot of deer this year.
Wow, good for you, man. Glad to hear that.
How's your wife?
She's doing well. She's listening this morning. Yep, she stayed home, doing well. Getting along great.
That's great. Always think of you.
All right, Blazing Bear. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks for the memories.
Yeah, yep. Oh, hey, great memories, man. Especially that 17-hour drive to New Brunswick in a Toyota Tundra.
Yeah, you want to go again?
Sure, I'd love to.
Well, I think he's planning a trip in June of 2019.
Sounds good.
So be in touch with him, or I'll have him give you a call or something, and we can do that again.
We'll see what happens.
Let's drive a different vehicle.
Okay. No, I've got a Ford now. I know that makes you happy, too.
Well, happier, but GM would be better.
Well, you're a career GM man. I understand. But, you know, you did like that Toyota, you know. I know you liked it. I knew you liked
it. You know why I'm a GM man, right?
Well, you spent your career at General Motors.
I spent my career at General Motors, and you're paying for my Medicare.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
You have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
See you, Blazing Bear. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a good man right there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Oh, from John B., I didn't think your mother-in-law looked that tough. She really carries a razor? No. She's a good lady. We had lunch with them yesterday. It was great. Let's see. Oh, boy. There's chicken gizzards and hearts. Let's see. I'll have to look at that later, Ted. My kids always fight over the deer heart after the hunt. It never gets cold as Mama cooks it up. Okay, thanks for that one. But J.O. Spices has a reply to PETA and their crabs, huh? I'll have to look at that Facebook page. There it is. That's pretty funny, actually. I'm not going to do that, but the other white... Robin, I'll have to go to Facebook, J.O. Spices, and send me a screenshot. That'd be funny. Pretty good stuff. All right, for you Facebookers. Speaking of Facebook, we'll get into that a little later. Any time to get into anything else, or do we want to go to a break right here? What do you think? Let's get the break out of the way. All right, we'll do that. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, rebates on Browning firearms right now, up to $100. I want to tell you that Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. They got the AB3, which is a bolt-action, high-powered rifle, available in quite a few calibers. It's a package gun. It comes with a... Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 scope by 40, BDC rifle scope. And it has a detachable double stack magazine. Comes in everything from 243 to 300 Win Mag. And being a package rifle, it's as good of a price on a high-powered rifle that you're going to get at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, a little higher end of that on the bolt-action rifle is the X-Bolt. Great gun. Great firearm, the X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting, perfection, all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, and so forth. And then on the other side of the rifle, and is the same, it's a X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed. And this is ATAX AU, Arid Urban Camouflage. It's pretty cool looking, including a Cerakote. That's a DuraTouch finish, which, you know, for on the composite stock. Cerakote finish on the barrel, which means, you know, it's just indestructible. Fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake if you want to put a muzzle brake on there. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger bolt action, and select calibers. So there's three selections for high-powered rifles for those of you maybe traveling west, or maybe your county's allowed rifle shooting this year, or maybe you just want a new gun for Dorchester or Cecil or out western Maryland somewhere. The Hell's Canyon Speed X-Bolt, the AB300, and the X-Bolt itself all from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. And next commercial will tell you about the fishing at Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Enjoy the weather today. The heat and humidity start to increase again Sunday and into early next week. In fact, temperatures back into the 90s for the start of the work week. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us here today. Temperatures again a couple degrees below average. We're in the low 80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 63. Warmer and more humid Sunday, mostly sunny. A stray late day shower storm possible. Highs tomorrow over 80s. Hot Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy, low to mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx, Onyx, to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt, O-N-X-H-U-N-T, is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation, Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bedliners. Linux spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linux Premium or the Linux Extra. Both look great. Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linux bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linux.
Hey, sometimes it's what we don't advertise the most is what should get the attention at Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. I'm talking about the myriad, multitudinous amount of accessories that they have for bow hunting. I mean, they've got the sights, they've got the rest, they've got the technical expertise to mount all those things on your bow. They've got all the, you know, the deer supplements and the deer attractants and the cover-up scent stuff. They've got all that. You know, we talk about the big stuff, the clothing, the bows and this and that. But what you need to do is if you're looking for some hard-to-find item, you need to stop by and make sure you look at all the small stuff. You know, the scopes for the rifles, the bubble blade knives, for example. You know, the devil's in the details. I mean, if you're looking for something, even ammo, the wide selection of ammo for waterfowl and others. You just go in and you start up and down the aisles, up and down the aisles, and you're going to find something you're going to want to take home, whether it's a new dove stool or, you know, dove decoys, or whether it's another box of dove loads or what, you know, it's going to be something that you're going to want when you walk in there. And that's just the hunting side. You know, the fishing and crabbing side, that's the same way. I mean, if you're looking for a difficult color for a trolling bait or a bucktail or something like that, they likely have it, you know. And they do carry seasonings and everything else, you know, when it comes to your dinner plate. So check out Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got a lot of stuff in there that I don't talk about and probably should. And you need to check it out for yourself. They're located at Exit 39B Dominion Road, Route 50 East on Kent Island. It's called Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. And you'll be glad you did.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed 'cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer.
All right. In the remaining moments, let's talk to Mark, who has a story to tell. Good morning, Mark.
I'm calling in my official capacity as Executive Director of People for the Ethical Treatment of Vegetables, PETA.
Yes.
You may have heard of us.
Yeah.
Motto, leave the rutabagas alone.
I like that.
Yeah. I got a problem with PETA and my work. If Pamela Anderson wants to come over here in the nude and protest and in front of my house, so be it. I will even defend her First Amendment rights to do so. My response to PETA is this. Go gas a cat.
Go gas a cat.
Yeah.
Exactly what they're famous for. Yep.
You got it.
And then chuck their poor little carcasses in a dumpster at a shopping center.
Yeah, that's how much respect they have.
Exactly. All right. Hey, next time I talk to Pam, I'll send her over.
If she wants to come over.
Goodbye.